WJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3.
He's a wonder.
And the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on up and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire, motivate you to achieve God's purpose for your life. Now, and listen to a message to discard ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, I just thank you, Father, once again. Precious opportunity, Father. Come on this radio, Father, and share with your Father, the love of God and the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed, Father. And that's the gospel of the kingdom, my Lord. And Father, I just give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, my Father. So, Father, mighty God, you are, Lord. You have done great things, my Father. And you are making known to your people in these last days, Father, those great things, Lord, that you have already done, my Father. And for that, Lord, we say thank you, Lord. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome God you are. What a great God you are, that you will summon us. Hallelujah. Into your very presence, Lord. Past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past this radio broadcast, past my voice, Father, all the way into your very presence so that we can hear, Lord, what your spirit say, even about what I say, Father. And I can allow the spirit, Father, that you would allow me this precious opportunity, Lord, to send such distinguished men and such distinguished women, Lord, in your kingdom, Lord God. And I give you all of the glory and the honor and the praise for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, once again for this awesome opportunity to share with your people the gospel of the kingdom, my Father. To you be the glory, my Father, for the things you have done. Now here's our cup, Father. We lift it up, Father. Come and quench this thirstiness in our souls, Father. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Here's our cup, Lord. Fill it up and make us whole. And as in always, we have make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, hallelujah. Once again, what an awesome opportunity, what an awesome privilege and an honor, boy, to come on this radio broadcast, boy, and to serve you, you know, to serve you the bread of life. And I promise you something, boy, if you would incline your ears to hear not just what I say, but what the Spirit of the Lord say to you about what I say, I promise you, boy, it'll transform your life, and you'll go from glory to glory to glory to glory. You'll come out of religion into a relationship. You'll come out of knowing of God and knowing him. See, a lot of people, they don't know him. They know of him. And they know about him, a little bit about him, but they don't know him. Hallelujah. Well, God has called us into a fellowship with him. He called us out of religion into a relationship. You know, when Adam and Eve, man, when God created mankind in the beginning, and Adam and Eve, man, they were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. They weren't having church as we know it today. The church we have today, that's a product of the fall. But in the beginning, when God created us, man in his image and his likeness, and placed them in the Garden of Eden, and then God was fellowshipping with them, boy, day and night, 24/7, walking and talking with Adam in the cool of the day, forever in his presence. That's a relationship. Adam knew God, and God knew Adam. Why? Because they had a relationship, a fellowship. And that's what God has called us to. That's what God has called the church to. Not to just have church and get emotionally stirred up and everything else, but, boy, to come into a relationship so that you might know your God, so that you might know as you are known, so that you might know the truth, the reality of who God really is and what he really doing and how much he really do love us and what all he has done for us. But, boy, you know, even when you fall, even when you mess up, even when you make a mistake, boy, you'll get up and you'll run home. But, boy, you'll be running into the loving arms of Father God. Hallelujah. And, boy, that's what he wants more than anything else, boy, to restore back to mankind what he had in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 when he was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the garden in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship. No condemnation. Oneness. Hallelujah. And, boy, everything that he's doing, since the fall of mankind, has been a means to that end, to get you and I back into that place. That's what the gospel of the kingdom is. It is the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's what God is doing. And it's the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. And if you get in on what God is doing, then we can begin to experience the gospel, the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Perhaps not in all of its fullness, you know, because there's a future kingdom too. You know, but boy, Jesus Christ came with a message and said that relationship that Adam and Eve had with God in the garden before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's what I got on my shoulder. That's the governing system that I got on my shoulder. That's not a religion. That's a governing system. That's the governing influence of a king over his territory. And this king that we all talking about, that's the King of Kings. Boy, that's the Lord God Almighty. Who is the King of Glory? And boy, the Bible saying in Psalms chapter 24, boy, open ye gates and let the King of Glory come in. In other words, boy, incline your ears, men, to come to the knowledge, boy, what this thing is all about. It's about a king. What king, boy? I'm talking about the greatest king of all kings, the Lord God Almighty. Come in three forms, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. King. All of them, king. Hallelujah. He ain't no prophet. He ain't no religious tower that we fall upon, the pastor, teach, none of that. He do all that. He have all of that. He's the king. In a democracy, you have your opinion, and your opinion matters. You know, you vote who you want to rule over you and everything else. But in a kingdom, it ain't like that, baby. Hey, what the king say, that's what goes. Hallelujah. And see, after the fall, then mankind started coming up with all his words and his ways and his way of doing things and everything else. There are three words in the earth: the word of God, the word of mankind, and the word of the devil. Question is, boy, which word is influencing our lives? Our own words, the word of the devil, or the word of God? See, in religion, you have your own opinion, you know, and you can influence your own life. But in the kingdom of God, boy, your life is influenced by what the king said. And, boy, the king has said some great things about you. And I am not talking about what the king said after Adam and Eve ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'm talking about, boy, what the king said, was talking to Adam and Eve about before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the word that we declare unto you. The Bible says in the book of 1 John, you say, hey, listen. Glory to God. That which was not in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, that's in the beginning. But John saw a revelation, went up to heaven and saw a revelation. And he's saying that message that we declare unto you is not just that which was in the beginning, but that which was from the beginning. That which we have seen, our hands have handled of the word of life, the word of truth. That's what we declare unto you. Well, not what Peter, James, and John, let me back up. Not what Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the Old Testament prophets said. That's inclusive in it, but I'm talking about more than that. I'm talking about what God said, man, himself. what the king said. Boy, that's what Jesus Christ came proclaiming, what the king said. But when he was baptized, boy, one time God said, listen, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. In Hebrews, it says, in time past, God spoke to us through the prophet. But in this day and time, boy, he's speaking to us himself through his son. What? His original word. His original intent. His original plan and purpose and destiny for all our lives. So that why? So that we can know the truth. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we can restore, can be not only redeemed from the curse of the law, and not only redeemed from the fall of Adam and all that is from the curse of the law, but also made a door back to where we stand from. Where we stand from? Because the relationship with the Most High God, our Father in heaven, walking and talking with him in the cool of the day, boy, with all power and authority and dominion over the territory called earth. With a mandate and with an assignment and with a purpose, what? To make earth a colony of heaven. But what purpose on earth? So it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. Boy, that's God's original idea, original plan. And the way he's going to get that done through is through his family of sons called mankind. That's every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, boy. How are you going to get that done through, boy? By the power of the Holy Ghost, man. How the Holy Ghost going to do that, man? By revealing to us the truth. What's the truth? Who we really are. And who we really are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That we're more than just conquerors. Hallelujah. That we're more than just servants. That we're more than just members of a church. Not only just conquerors, but more than conquerors. Not only just servants, but sons. Not only just members of a church, but citizens of a kingdom. Glory to God. With power and control and influence, with dominion. Your identity back. That's the gospel of the kingdom. What? Not only the redemptive message of God. The redemptive message of God, that's the good news about Jesus and what all he did for us. That enables us to come on back into God's original plan and purpose. But the good news that he preached is the good news that of restoration. Not only what we've been redeemed from, what we've been redeemed from? The curse of the law. What's the curse of the law? Oh, all the curses that came upon mankind after the curse of the law and plunged our earth into the society and the culture and the world that we have here today. To redeem our life from that destruction, because the end, boy, leads to destruction. To redeem our life from that destruction, glory to God, and restore us back into our everlasting life that we had in Adam and Eve. In the garden, boy, when God was walking and talking with them in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship. That's restoration. That's the restoration message. If you're not careful, you get preoccupied with the good news of the redemptive message. That's the good news about Jesus. But there's more to that than this good news about Jesus. That's the means to an end. So you can preach the good news about the means and never get to the end. What's the end? What you've been restored to. Not just what you've been redeemed from. Not just what you've been saved from, but what you've been saved to. Hallelujah. So that you can know the truth. So that you can come out of religion and come back into that relationship, walking and talking with God, boy, unbroken fellowship, and go from glory to glory to glory, being conformed to the exact express image of the Most High God, until we all come to the unity of the faith, unto a stature of Christ Jesus our Lord. What's a stature? That's a fixed, predictable image of something, until we look just like it, until we walk just like it, until we talk just like it, until we live just like it, until we be just like it. Why? Because as he is, so are we. That's what he's coming out here to show us. Who you really are. You get this idea, well, that's Jesus. You know, people say, I ain't Jesus, man. Well, you know, you're not Jesus and everything else, but boy, we just like him. He's the firstborn among many brothers. He's the original son of the Most High God. Where all the other sons stem from, even Adam himself, even the first son. The Bible calls Jesus the second son. That means the original. That's the plate. Adam was the first prince that come from the plate. The Bible say, boy, he was with him, boy, from everlasting to everlasting before the foundation of the world. And God was so delighted in him. Who wills him? That's his son. He was so delighted in him, boy, that he pleased him so much, boy, and there, boy, his delight was in him. And the Bible says his delight, who that son, was in the sons of man, was in us. Glory to God. Glory to God. His interest was in us. His delight was in us. Why? Because we ought to express the image of him. We lost that in the fall. We lost your identity and who we really are and what we really have and what we really can do and where we really come from. And most important, why we really here. Purpose. But boy, I'm talking about the redemptive message of God, boy. Sort us back to that information. That's what Jesus Christ come preaching. That's the gospel of the kingdom of God. When you get back into what God is doing. When we come to the knowledge of what God is doing, not what the church is doing, not what religion is doing, not what the Christian is doing, not what the Muslim is doing, the Mormon is doing, the Hindu is doing, the Baptist is doing. All that's all right and everything else in this place, man, but I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about what God is doing, what the King is doing, what he's doing. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom of God. And boy, when we come to the knowledge of what he's doing, and then not only come to the knowledge of what he's doing, but get in on what he's doing, then more we can begin to experience the kingdom of heaven, boy, right here on earth. Just like it is in heaven. That's what Jesus Christ preached. That's what his message was. For the sake of me, I don't understand why, you know, well, I'm beginning to understand. But boy, when he came, this was his message was, boy. Repent. Why? Be willing to change what? Everything. Your whole way of thinking, your whole philosophy, your whole way of seeing change. Why? Because you've been trained and conditioned and lived according to the dictates of this world system that you were born in. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But boy, I'm talking about, so your whole way of thinking, man, that's all because of this world system that you've been born and conditioned and lived to train to act according to the dictates of this world. He said, repent. What? Be willing to change your whole way of thinking. Why? Because, boy, the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. That's what at hands mean. At hands mean if you stretch your arms out from your body to the end of your finger, that's how close it is. You say it's at hand. It's within hand's reach. It's not in the sweet by and by. It's all among us. That's what Jesus Christ brought back to this earth. What? The kingdom of heaven, the Garden of Eden. And what was going on in the Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then you grow up to become not only the children of the Most High God, boy, but the sons of the Most High God. Well, then you begin to get matured in God and grow in God, boy. And for this reason was the sons of God manifested. Do what? Destroy the works of the devil. What the work of the devil, boy, to keep you from the knowledge of the truth. To separate you from your father, from your soul, from your sustainer. To separate you from your identity and your authority and your dominion and your power and your kingdom and your lordship and your kingship and your royal priesthood. To separate you from your ambassadorship of preoccupying you with the means. That's all the religious rituals that we perform and go through and all the church service that we perform and go through. Listen, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that's bad and everything else. What I'm saying is more to that than just that. That's a means to an end. If we're not careful, we'll stop at the means at the expense of forfeiting the end. And we'd be worshiping and celebrating and fellowshipping in the means and not knowing the end. What's the end? That we might know him, not know of him. See, I don't know President Trump or President Biden or nothing. I don't know them. I just know of them. I don't know Michael Jordan, none of them movie stars and everything else, or basketball players. I ain't never met them and had no relationship with them. I just know of them. And the same way it is in the world, man. Most people just know of God, boy, but they don't know him. They ain't met him. They ain't came back into the kingdom of God that's available to us, that's within hand reach, man. And listen, that's why the Bible says your first priority out of everything, man. I'm talking about everything, number one priority. Why it ain't like it is always like it is in him. Because, boy, we forfeited, man, the end. We've been preoccupied with the meaning and forfeited the end. Most ministers just preach the gospel of Jesus. And that's good news, you know, but they don't preach the gospel of the kingdom. Because you can preach the gospel of Jesus, but you never preach the gospel of the kingdom, and the people don't know nothing about the kingdom. But that's what the whole thing is all about, the kingdom of God. But if you preach the kingdom of God, then the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it, because that's the way. Hallelujah. That's the way. Jesus ain't it. He the way. He the way to it. He the truth about it. He the life about it. The life about what? The life of God. The life the way God lived, and life the way God intended for you and I to live. Not only life, but death more abundant. That means superior in quality and superior in quantity. Yeah, you don't get that overnight. You chart your course toward that destination, because that's the destination. That's the end. That's the finished product. When it's all said and done, baby, we're going to be just like him and his image and his likeness ruling and reigning over the earth forever and ever and ever and ever. We're going to be on earth just like it is in him. And everything that we're going to be in and about and doing in order to be a means to the end. And if you don't know that end and don't know what the plan and the destination of God is, then you get preoccupied with the means. And the only way you can do that and not know that is when you don't know the gospel of the kingdom. Boy, you're living in a generation now, boy, where we're on the brink of a global explosion of the gospel of the kingdom. The Bible says this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. That's the end time message. When you see all them things coming up on the earth, man, and everything else, the Bible say all the calamities and pandemics and earthquakes and hurricanes and all that. The Bible say that ain't the end. The Bible say the end is not yet. That sets the stage for the end. That's the means to the end. When the end is, I don't know the day or the hour or the year, none of that, but I do know when the end going to be. What the Bible just said in Matthew chapter 24, or rather chapter 25, that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, and then the end going to come. Hallelujah. Ain't no hurricane or Bin Laden or terrorists or pandemic, man, going to bring no end to it, boy. And when this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world. And boy, the church is just not coming to the knowledge, man, of that gospel. They've been preaching, man, the gospel of Jesus. And that's a good thing. Don't misunderstand me, man. That ain't a bad thing, but boy, you got your priorities out of line if you're just preaching the gospel of Jesus. The Bible says Paul received all those who came into his house, boy, in the last three verses of the chapter, asked all those who came unto them, and he preached unto them the kingdom of God, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. In that order. He preached the kingdom of God to the people, man, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not careful, man. We preach the Lord Jesus Christ to the people and don't tell them nothing about the kingdom. And that's why I just wandered around in wilderness, man, just like the children of Israel were when they came out of Egypt. Saved, but not converted. Saved, but going around and around and around in circles, boy, just like the children of Israel did. Saved. God in the wilderness. That's a land that's flowing with milk and honey, boy. That's a kingdom that's available to us, boy. That's a secret place of the Most High God where we can abide in under the shadow of the Almighty, boy, and say of the Lord, he's our refuge and our fortress, boy. I'm talking about, boy, that's a promised land. That's the presence of the Lord that's available to us. That's a Garden of Eden that's available to us. Boy, listen, Jesus called it the kingdom of heaven. That's available to us. That's a place. With the governing influence of a king over it. And this king is the king of kings, boy. And he can say some great things about us, boy. He said, know about some of the things he said about us. Hey, you, who are there? That's all of you on the sound of my voice. Come, you who are blessed of your father, and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. Glory to God. What, man, what do you say? Come get the kingdom of heaven. That's your inheritance. That belonged to you. You lost it in Adam, but it's been restored back to you in Jesus. By one man disobedience, that Adam, sin came upon the whole human race, and because of sin, then death reigned. But because of one man's obedience, that Jesus, then, boy, the forgiveness of sin and the restoration of all things, boy, has been restored back to us. Adam messed up everything, boy. Your big brother Jesus Christ came and blessed up everything. That's why he say, come ye who are heavy laden, boy. Come unto me and find rest for your soul. Jesus, come on your way, boy. I'm going to find rest. when you cease from all your effort on trying to appease deity, boy, and you just get in on the love and the grace and the mercy and the peace of Almighty God. The love of God. The love that he so loved us with that he looked past all our faults and mistakes and saw our need. What that need, boy? To, boy, I'm talking about not just know of that love, but to experience that love. What love is that? One love, one agape. What that, boy? Unconditional love. Hey, Lord, boy, that's the love of God. That's why I told you, boy, I can't wait to come on this broadcast, man, on this radio broadcast on Saturday, share with you, boy, the love of God, how much your Father loved you. Do you know there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh? In other words, there's no, to those who come on into the kingdom, boy, there's no condemnation. Hey, Lord. In other words, boy, the Bible say, boy, what's condemned is sin. Condemnation means to declare not suitable for use. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit, who walk in the kingdom, who come on into the kingdom, who sit in the kingdom, who come on and get their inheritance. And listen, boy, your inheritance don't cost you nothing, man. That means you are heir of it. That belongs to you. It belongs to you because of rights. It's a will. Glory to God. And it's the last will and testament for the Most High God. And this is will for you. That his kingdom come in your life. And his will be done in your life. What's his will for you? That it be in our life here on earth. Just like it is in heaven. That's his will. That's his kingdom come. And when that can take place, Arthur, his will being done in our lives, you know, already as it is in heaven, when that can take place? When his kingdom come. And guess what, y'all? 2,000 years ago, boy, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. And Isaiah said, boy, upon his shoulder, boy, unto us a child is born and a son is given. And boy, upon his shoulder is a ruling authority, a government. And boy, his name shall be called Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, all the mighty names, Lord of Lords, God of all God, Creator of the universe, all the names that he's given him. Boy, they shall sit up on the throne of David, boy, and of his kingdom. There shall be no end, an everlasting kingdom. Not like the kingdom of this world that we live in and grow in and everything else, and then it go to pay. No, this is the everlasting kingdom here. And boy, that's what he came to bring back, that everlasting kingdom, that kingdom that God set up, and I always tell you about in your Bible in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. You ought to take the time and just meditate in those first two chapters for a while. Just before what God is doing. In those two chapters, that's what God is doing. That's what God created. In Genesis chapter 3, boys, something else, man, got manifested on the earth, and that's Satan's creation. And in Satan's creation, boy, we got separated from, boy, God's original ideal and intent. And down through time, through the course of time, from that time, man, up until now, boy, man has walked in darkness and ignorance and not knowing who they really are. Lost their identity, lost their image, lost that likeness that God created us in, lost that dominion that God gave us, lost that right standing that we have with God, lost, boy, the Holy Spirit, man, lost the presence of the Most High God, lost, boy, our place in the Garden of Eden, got put out of there, got put out of the presence of the Lord. The Holy Spirit left, boy, gave our dominion and authority over the earth to the devil, man, and he plunged our earth, our territory, into this world that we live in here today. But God so loved the world. What world was that? That original world that he set up, boy, that he sent forth his only begotten Son. That whosoever would believe in him, hallelujah. Believe what, boy? Not just believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Glory to God. What he did, boy, he sent his son, boy, so that the world through him might be saved. What world, boy? That world that God set up. And all those who are living in this world that the devil set up on this earth here, that all of us might be saved, man, and translated out of this kingdom of darkness, out of the devil's world system, back over into the pattern of operation and the system and the governing influence that God set up on the earth. And in that system and that governing influence and that authority that God set up on the earth, well, we had sovereignty and dominion and raw power over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, everything that groweth from the earth, everything that created from the earth, over all the earth. The Bible says the heavens belong, the highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he gave to man. For what point, boy? So that we might make our territory that he gave us a colony of his territory and a territory that we originated from. What territory is that? Heaven, the kingdom of heaven. So that, boy, the culture that's upon this earth is not black culture, not American culture, history culture, but the culture of heaven. To restore that culture back on the earth. We've been preoccupied with other cultures and everything else, the black culture and all this and everything else. Man, that's all good and dandy, but I'm talking about, boy, getting back to America, restoring the original culture that God set up on this earth in the Garden of Eden. That's what's available to us. That's the gospel of the kingdom. And the good news about that, boy, what God is doing is restoring, boy, mankind back to his original place. That good, the good news about that is that's available to us right now. That's the gospel of it. That's the good news about it. That ain't even sweet by and by. You can be saved and translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear son, right now. We can be healed and delivered and set free right now. We can walk in victory right now. I don't mean in all of its perfection, but you can begin to chart your course toward that destination right now. Because you are as sure for that destination as if you was already there. As you hear me say all the time, well, we just be happy who we already are. Because, boy, it's the kingdom that you be translated into what the king say goes. The king say he has redeemed our life from destruction. Restore that dream to our rightful place in him. And we shall reign on the earth. For him. Hallelujah. And it shall be on earth as it is in heaven. You know when it's all said and done, and when the king is finished, he's already finished. It's just becoming what he's already finished. But when it's all said and done, we're going to be in his image and his likeness. Same character, same nature. Functioning just like him. That's what image means. The characteristics of God, the character of God, the nature of God, the likeness, the and then not only that, but the likeness of God, too. That means, boy, all his attributes lacking. Act just like him, act like him, talk like him, live like him, walk like him, be like him. Why? Because the talk he created us. We lost that, as you hear me say all the time, but boy, we got that back. And that's what the devil don't ever want you to know, man, what's being restored back to you. He don't mind you getting saved as long as he can keep you wandering around in the wilderness, because if you wandering around in the wilderness, then you don't be no threat to him. The Bible says, that's why I quoted earlier, that's why the sons of God was manifested. To do what? To destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil, boy? To keep you from the knowledge of the truth. To keep you from the gospel of the kingdom. He don't mind you hearing all the other gospel, boy. One he hates the most of all, he hates, boy. And that's the gospel of the kingdom. Boy, Jesus gave a parable, and Jesus said this here, boy, the kingdom of heaven is like a sower who went out to sow. Some seed fell by the wayside. Some seed fell on stony ground. Some seed fell on thorny ground. And some seed fell on good ground. He who have ears to hear, let him hear. Then he say, boy, the seed that fell by the wayside, that's the one that hear the message of the kingdom and understanding it not, then become the wicked one. Immediately, to lock that word out of your life. That's the case of when you hear the gospel of the kingdom, boy, that seed that fall on the wayside. They don't have no roots. Throwing seeds on the ground, on the grass, on the concrete, you know. Hey, that's the wayside. It can't get down into the soil, so it don't produce nothing. And boy, what seed is that? What kind of soil is that? That's the soil that don't understand the word, the gospel of the kingdom. That's why he said, get knowledge and get wisdom, but when all you're getting, get an understanding. How you gonna get an understanding, man, if it ain't preached to you? It ain't preached to you over and over and over and over. Again, so you're hearing it and hearing it and hearing it and meditating in it and more and more and more and what, then it's becoming a part of you like a cow cutting and and chewing on the grass and swallowing and regurgitating and bringing it back up. And all the time, boy, he's doing that, man, meditating in it, and it is becoming a part of him. That's one of the problems of the church now. The seed falls, but boy, don't have no root in it. So when the cares of this world it choked the word and keep it from producing, man, any fruit. That's a seed that fall on the stony ground and a seed that fall on the thorny ground. But then that seed that fall on the good ground. Those who receive the word. Those who grab a hold to it. Those who see. The word receive means to grab a hold to. Seed, C-E-I-V-E, means to have. Receive means to have again. Those who grab a hold to it, boy, that they lost in Adam, boy, that's been restored back to them, boy, through the gospel of the kingdom that's being preached unto you. Those who receive the word, those who grab a hold to it, those who receive it and take it in themselves, and take it in their possession. That's received. As many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. And if sons of God, get heirs of God. Just as with Christ Jesus. What's your great inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. And the good news that Jesus preaches, come, get your inheritance. It's within your reach. That's what I come to bring back to you. Hallelujah. I'm the door. I'm the way. No man coming to the Father but by me. Everything that you design in life, boy, you know, is all in me. It's all through me. But don't just stop in me, boy. Go on and get your inheritance. Come on, pass the door into all your inheritance, into all your blessings that are in spiritual places, that are in the kingdom of heaven. Don't just worship at the door, and don't just stop at the door and spend all your time in at the door, but come on behind the door, behind the veil, all the way back into the literal presence of the Most High God, all the way back into the Garden of Eden, all the way back into heaven, boy, on earth, that Adam and Eve were living in the Garden of Eden. With a responsibility, what? Not only to bring that back into your little domain, but, boy, to go into all the world, boy, and spread that abroad. Winning souls. To what? Either to the church or to a denomination or to a religion? No. Winning souls to the kingdom of God. What you mean? Make that simple. Winning souls back to God. And back to, boy, God's righteousness. God's way of putting us in right standing with us. Not our righteousness. The Bible says our righteousness is like filthy rags. Listen, if you tried to get through to God through your own righteousness and you didn't commit no more sin and you obeyed all the Ten Commandments and everything else, that still wouldn't save you because you're already lost. You've already sinned. It takes a crimson blood. It takes an uncontaminated blood, man, to cover your sin. You can't save yourself. That's why I say, unless the Lord build a house, boy, all your labor's in vain. And boy, he used the foolishness of preaching. And I'm talking about what preaching? I'm talking about the specific preach word. The word preach means to publicly declare a message. For what purpose, boy? To get the consumer, man, to get your product. That's the same thing as advertising. What they do, they come on the radio, man, and they advertise, man, their product. For what purpose? So that the consumer can get their product. That's what preaching is, man. Preaching what, boy? You go here and preach, boy, what? The product. What's the product? Jesus is not the product. All of the kingdom of heaven is the product. The free gift of righteousness is the product. The free gift of salvation is the product. Right standing with the Most High God is the product. Sovereign reign over all your circumstance, situation, and symptoms, boy, is the product. Image and likeness of the Most High God is your product. Purpose and destiny is the product. Fulfillment of life is the product. Fulfillment of purpose is the product, God. All that's in there. Life and death more abundantly. Utopia is in there. That's the product. Boy, when you preach the product, let me tell you something, boy, and then you tell them, boy, how do you preach the product, then the people don't want to know that. And then you tell them about the door. We got it back. We tell them all about the door and everything else, man. Don't tell the people nothing about the product. That's why they ain't flocking to the door. Because all you're preaching is the door. Well, I guarantee you, when this gospel of the kingdom is preached, boy, the product. That's what they listen. When an advertisement coming to come on, they don't come on talking about the CEO of their company. Or they don't even tell you nothing, give you no address to their company or nothing like that. At first, boy, they tell you about the product. They tell you all about the product and the benefits of the product to you, boy, and everything else, boy. And oh, Lord. For what purpose, boy? So you can get the product. And then they give you the information where they get the product from. They don't tell you about the manufacturer. They tell you about the product. Then they tell you where you can get it from, the manufacturer and all those distributors that you can get it from. But when we begin to preach the gospel of the kingdom and let people, and they come to the understanding of it and tell them what's all in the kingdom, what's all behind that door, what all that we have in Christ Jesus and through Christ Jesus, and what all that we can do in and through Christ Jesus, boy, let me tell you something. We begin to live, man, life, and that more abundantly. We'll begin to live on top of the world. We begin to come on back to Eden and live on top of the world. Instead of under the beggarly elements of this world system, we'll live on top of the world. All right, when we get the product. What's the product, boy? Everlasting life. Restoration to everything that we lost in Adam. All of it has been restored back to us. That's the good news. And boy, when you get your product, you start enjoying your product and possessing your product and enjoying your products and living your products and being your products and enjoying all of the blessing of God that he originally intended for us to live in. Isn't that all when we all get to heaven? Yes, it's going to be that way too, boy. But I'm talking about you can chart your course toward that destination now. And you can begin to live in heaven here on earth as though you was already there. Little by little by little. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Going from glory to glory to glory. Coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. Awakening to righteousness and sinning less and less and less and less. Until we come to the fullness of a stature of Christ, until we look just like Christ. You don't get there overnight. You have to be born again. A baby boy, when he's born again, that ain't it. That's just the beginning. He don't know how to walk, don't know how to talk, don't know how to feed himself, don't know how to do none of those things. He's growing to all those things. It's the same thing, boy, with being born again in the kingdom of God. But you, boy, when that seed take root on the inside of you, man, and a conception take place, boy, and let me tell you something about a conception take place. At first, when a conception take place, you don't see that immediately. Not even the mother or the father. They don't know that immediately. But over the course of a time, then you start seeing little changes. Hallelujah. That's just the way being born again is, man. That's why God told me, listen, man, this is the gospel. This is another parable. The gospel of the kingdom is like a sower who sows seed, and he go to bed, and he know not how, but the earth bring forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full comb. What boy, God, I used to wonder, my Lord, I wonder the word of the people here in the world, and they receive it, you know, and they get to talk to him, and they understand. God said, don't get any seed in that parable. He said, you just sow the seed and go to bed. The earth bring forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the comb. What the earth brings forth of itself. All you do is just plant the seed. The earth brings forth. What the earth? That's your heart. That's your life. That's your mind. That's your emotion. That's you. It brings forth of itself. It might not mean it bring forth immediately or instantly and everything else, but just keep planting the seed. And it'll take root, man. And one time, boy, a conception will take place. Women don't get pregnant every time they have intercourse, but boy, one of those times, boy, when the seed hit the egg, a conception takes place. So just keep planting the seed, Arthur. And one day they might hear, not hear it now, they might not hear it later on, but boy, they keep telling this story in parable. And boy, one day, boy, glory to God, boy, that seed will hit that egg, that spirit man on the inside of them, and a conception will take place, glory to God. They'll become born again. All you do is just plant the seed. Just keep planting the seed. Just keep sowing the seed and go to bed day and night. Just get up and go back and plant the seed and water the seed and cultivate the seed. That's why I can't wait to come on this radio broadcast and keep telling you the same thing over and over and over and over and over. What do I? I'm just watering and planting and watering. Boy, could I know something, what? That God going to give the increase. You say, my word ain't going to return to me, boy, but it's going to accomplish. That's what I sent it to do, glory to God. That's why I tell you it's an honor and a privilege, baby, to come up on this radio broadcast and share with you not my word and not my opinion about nothing. Only thing I'm an ambassador of Christ. Only thing I can tell you is what does say the Lord. My government say. That's my only truth of everything. I can't give my own opinion about nothing. I can't give you nothing but the word of God. Why? Because in the kingdom of God, it's what the king say. That's what goes. And that's what I declare unto you. What are the, what the king say? I'm not talking about no sermons. And I'm not talking about no inspirational message. They'll inspire you, but they'll inspire you not just for inspiration only, but they'll inspire you to go get some information. Listen, inspiration is good, but boy, inspiration without information, you won't reap no harvest. But if you put inspiration and information together, hey boy, you're gonna reap a harvest. And you're gonna grow in the kingdom of God. And you're gonna go from glory to glory to glory. And you're gonna go from a little bitty baby to an adolescent to a child to a son. And when a son of God, hallelujah, then you too can go about destroying the works of the devil, what boy? Going into all the world, man, and letting your circle of influence know, boy, that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world back unto himself, not imputing man's trespasses against them, boy, but has committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. So that we too might win souls to the kingdom of God. So that you might set up the kingdom of God in your territory, in your home, in your family, in your life, in your circle of influence, in your community, in your town, in your state, in your country, boy. And then magic boy, all of us begin to go in there and more come into the kingdom of God and grow in the kingdom of God and understand their purpose to impact this earth, boy, with the will of God. How you going to impact this earth with the will of God if you don't know the will of God? How you going to, boy, establish and advance the kingdom of God if you don't know about the kingdom of God? That's why, boy, I preach unto you, and I can't understand. Yeah, like I say, I understand. That's in another lesson because my time is about up. But, boy, I'm talking about that's the only message that we ought to be preaching. Why does not mean people don't have no faith in that? Because they don't hear that. Faith comes by hearing. We got a lot of faith in Jesus Christ. And a devil in hell can't come tell us, boy, Jesus ain't real. But, boy, that devil can come tell us, boy, that the kingdom of heaven ain't available to us. Why? Because you ain't been hearing it. You've been hearing about Jesus. So faith come by hearing. And hearing about the word of God, you got faith in, boy, that Jesus can open blind eyes and Jesus can unstop deaf ears and Jesus can cast out devils and Jesus can go about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. But you ain't got no faith in that the words that he did, we can do also. Why? Because faith come by hearing. You ain't been hearing it. You've been hearing about how Jesus did. But you ain't been hearing and hearing and hearing what Jesus commanded you. You go and you preach, watch this gospel of the kingdom and heal the sick and cast out devils. Didn't he commission the boy, the 12 disciples to go and do that? And then at the end, boy, when he getting ready to go up to heaven, didn't he commission men, the church, to go and do that, the disciples to go and make disciples of all men and teach them all things that he taught them? The Great Commission to go into all the world and make disciples of all men. What? Just like he did the 12 disciples. What the assignment was? To go and make disciples of all other men. And what our assignment is? Do the same thing. Go and make disciples, man, of our family, our circle of influence, our friends, our neighborhood. How? Make disciple them. Listen, don't just go inspire them, but go, boy, teach them. A disciple is a student, a learner. Teach them what? Teach them about the kingdom of God, man, and the kingdom of heaven, that's available to them now. How am I going to teach them if I don't know? The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who came proclaiming, boy, the gospel of the kingdom. Another place Jesus said, boy, men of old have longed to hear, boy, what you hear. See, in the Old Testament, boy, they kept on prophesying that the kingdom is going to come, and that there's coming a Messiah, and that there's coming, boy, a king, and that he's going to fix up everything. So, boy, that's in the future. Let me tell you something. 2,000 years ago, boy, that Messiah came. He ain't coming. He came. The Bible says from Moses, in fact, you can go all the way back to Adam. From Adam to Moses and from Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets was preached. But now the kingdom of heaven is being preached. What's the law and the prophets, boy? The law was how you're supposed to live. And what the prophet prophesied, boy? That's coming a Messiah. Every prophet. Everything was about that, boy, that coming Messiah. What Moses was, he represented the law. What Elijah represents, he represented the prophets. Who Jesus met on the Mountain of Transfiguration, he met with Elijah and Moses. What took place there? A baton was passed. He was closing the Old Testament covenant, man, and opening up a New Testament covenant. He said, hey, Moses, yeah, you know, you gave the people the law, and they failed and everything else. You made the atonement once a year, and they went into the Holy of Holies, the priest, and sprinkled the blood, and they gave their sins, man, for the year, and they had to do that every year. And you gave them the law. This is how you're supposed to live, but they missed the law and failed. And because of that, again, the atonement was set up, and the high priest had to go in there and make the atonement, and the sin would be forgiven. Hey, listen, I couldn't fulfill that law. I'm tempted on all points just like they were, but yet what I seen. I ain't going to do away with the law. I come to fulfill the law. Hey, Elijah, you represent all the prophets. What the prophet prophesied, they're coming to Messiah. Hey, Elijah, what? I'm here. You don't have to prophesy he's coming no more. I'm here. Boy, they gave Jesus the book, boy, and when he went home, Lord, the book of one time, boy, he went to the synagogue and was touching one, and he gave him the book of Isaiah, and he found a place where I was ripped up out of him. And boy, you say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are bound, boy, to set the captives free, recovering the sight to the blind, and to proclaim, boy, the acceptable year of the Lord. Boy, he closed the book. Lord. Boy, he closed the book. And the Bible says all the eyes of him. I want you to remember that phrase, he closed the book. The Bible says all the eyes of him, boy, were set upon him. And boy, they're waiting to hear what he said. And boy, he made an astounding statement, boy, that I'm talking about, boy, the religious people of this day and time, boy, couldn't take it. He said, this day, is this prophecy, this scripture here, this prophecy, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. What do you say, boy? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What he said, he wasn't reading that there was some, boy, a scripture in the Bible. He was reading it this way. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He was making it personal because he has anointed me. Because, hallelujah, he has sent me, he has equipped me to preach the gospel to the poor, to open blind eyes and to recover the sight to the blind, to set the captive free, and to set at liberty to all those who are bound, who and to proclaim to you the acceptable year of the Lord. That's me. I'm here. I'm the fulfillment of that prophecy. And boy, they want to throw him out the cliff. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Boy, but as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. And again, I say this, if sons of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. What's your greatest inheritance, boy? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. That's your inheritance. That is what was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. That is what has been restored back to us before the foundation of the world. And boy, that's why I say, boy, if you're living in a time, boy, this is the day to get saved. What day he proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee, payment of all debt canceled. Every 50 years, boy, they were celebrating. I'm talking about all debt was canceled. If you owed anybody anything, man, I'm talking about it was canceled. Everything that you lost, if you lost land or property or anything else, restored back to you. And boy, they celebrated, boy, the whole year, man. They just celebrated, boy, the year of restoration. Boy, that's the same thing Jesus Christ come preaching, boy. All your debt is paid in full. The penalty for sin is paid in full. You don't owe no man nothing now and God nothing now but to love them. Why? Because, boy, I couldn't have paid the penalty for all your sins. The year of Jubilee, payment of all debt, canceled. Even though your sins like scarlet, they wash white as snow. And then not only the year of Jubilee included that, the cancellation of all debt, but he said, boy, everything that he lost was restored back to them. Well, we lost in Adam, boy, we lost our sovereignty, our complete rule. We lost our identity, who we really are. We lost, boy, our righteousness, our right standing with our Father. We lost our purpose, our destiny. We lost the Holy Spirit. We lost the power of God. We lost God. We lost the fellowship. We lost the kingdom of heaven on earth. We lost all of that, boy. And what the year Jubilee is, boy, the payment of all debt canceled and everything that you lost restored back to you. Hallelujah. Boy, Jesus said, this day of this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say the same thing, boy. This day of this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Everything I'm telling you, boy, that all of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Remember I told you, boy, remember that phrase, he closed the book? If you keep on reading in the book of Isaiah where Jesus was reading from, boy, I think it's Isaiah 61, somewhere in there. Their next phrase, they'll come back to somebody that will claim to be with the next series, and the day of the vengeance of our God. When he got to the day of the vengeance of our God, the Bible says he closed the book. Wow, boy, I'm coming up, boy, this is the grace age now, boy. This is the time to be saved. This is the time to be healed. This is the time to be delivered. This is the time to come on in and get your inheritance, boy. I'm talking about the way it's already been made. This is the time to come on in, man, into a personal relationship with God and grow in the knowledge of God, boy, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, boy, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and get all of your inheritance, boy. This is the time Well, let me tell you something. One of these days, the last message is going to be proclaimed. The last song is going to be sung. And boy, then the end is going to come. And boy, it's going to be the day of the vengeance of our God. That's what I'm telling you, boy, the day is the day to come on into the kingdom. But boy, one day is going to be the day of the vengeance of our God. When the last song is sung and the last sermon is preached and the last soul is saved, then he come in, boy, as the judge. Then right now, he's our advocate. Boy, there's one going to come a time where he's going to be the judge. And boy, he's going to have to judge this land for good God Almighty. You don't want to know him as the judge in that way. That's why I'm telling you, boy, listen. In the day that you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. Don't be that seed that falls by the wayside. Don't be that heart that thorny heart. But be good ground. How you be good ground, boy? Receive God's word. See God engrafted, boy. Indestructible, incorruptible, ever living. Seed of God's word into your life. What seed are you talking about receiving, Arthur? That all of the kingdom of heaven is yours. Receive that. That you can come on back into the kingdom of heaven now. That you can come on back into the Garden of Eden now. That you can come on back into the presence of the Lord now. That you can receive your free gift of salvation now. And not only receive it, but begin to walk in it. Begin to grow in it. Let me close with this, boy. If you do that, this ought to be your number one priority. What is that, boy? Now, boy, all you got to do now is just keep seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything that you have need of to fulfill your God-given purpose and destiny, the food that you need, the power that you need, the milk of the word of God that you need, everything that you have need of will be added unto you. For your Father in heaven know that you have need of all these things. But if you seek first the kingdom of God and get in on what God is doing, instead of trying to get God in on what we're doing, but we go to God and say, Lord, how can I help you? Not us going to God and saying, Lord, I need you to do this for me and I need you to do that for me. That's what most of our prayers is about. We're going and say, Lord, what do you need me to do for you? How can I help you? How can I assist you in carrying out your kingdom and your will in my life? Listen, y'all, my time is up. I love y'all with the love of the Lord. I encourage you to stay tuned, boy. And I decree and declare over your life that all of the products of the kingdom of heaven, that's your inheritance, that belong to you.